Today is National Constitution Day, commemorating the adoption of the U.S. Constitution on September 17, 1787. That's when delegates to the Constitutional Convention signed the document into law, just across the street from our studios on Independence Mall. And to celebrate the occasion, the National Constitution Center hosted U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. His new book is entitled The Court and the World, American Law and the New Global Realities. Addressing a large crowd this afternoon, Breyer recalled how the president of the Supreme Court in Ghana asked for advice on how to bring about democracy in her country. In response, Breyer shared his take on the Brown versus Board of Education decision.
That was the time of Martin Luther King. That was the time of the bus boycotts. That was the time of the Freedom Riders. That was the time when lots of people who were not lawyers and who were not judges went to the South to try to do what they could to see that that Brown order was enforced. And that's the message I want to get across. I say, you want a rule of law in your country? Please, don't just talk to judges and lawyers. They're already agreeing with you. And contrary to popular belief, there are 314 million of our 315 million Americans who aren't judges and lawyers. And they are the ones. Well, they're the ones you have to convince. They're the ones.
Breyer maintains that as the world evolves, citizens in America and around the world have a responsibility to listen and learn from other societies.
It's the world that's changed. And the world, you're not there because there's some liberal judges who have a view of things or because it has nothing to do with individuals. Our docket, our opportunities, our judicial lives and so forth are not a function of individuals, and they're not a function of one philosophy or another philosophy. They're a function of a world that's changing and has changed. And that's the point I want to get across, because those are the challenges that I think, at least in part, we have to deal with.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer speaking today at the National Constitution Center.